responsibilities around you and those of water, the associated general colleague. 2022, this year, water from Pinkos around to his brother, period, pregnant knowledge from regulators, where sort of necessity was normal. And there was a severe degree of disruption with insignificant change of bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/22/21, there was no significant change compared to active progression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease had a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a brain post bronchodilator syndrome. And Geraldine Walker disclosed to Jennifer Hulley, FNPL 629.2, Mrs. One green post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to life, bronchodilators, his capacity was normal. There was no airway obstruction of significance, no bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/22/21, there's been no significant change period in the pattern of compression study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Garrett. This goes to Dr. Justin Vandermolen. In 6/29/22, Mr. Garrett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulmonary capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. The paragraph impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Elizabeth Holmes. Wood. This goes to Catherine Ward, comma, FNP on 6/29/22. This is Homewood performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 474 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Norman Yao, Y-E-O, this goes to Dr. Eisenhower. In 6/29/22, Mr. Yao performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the pulmonary capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. The paragraph compared to a study dated 12/20/121, there's been no significant change period in the paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight improvement. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Gary Noel. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/29/22, Mr. Noel performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%. Period. After walking 383 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%. Period. Of active compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Pam Stolz. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hull. On 6/29/22, Mrs. Stolz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulmonary capacity was moderately impaired. There was no significant airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVC 25/75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/9/21, there's been no significant change period in paragraph compression. Moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Thank you.